Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Is it possible that some teachers and preachers might be motivated by money? Could any man who claims to speak for God Almighty stoop so low as to preach for money? I'm not accusing anyone in particular. I'm not questioning anyone's motives. I'm simply raising questions about some of the teachings of the Bible. The Apostle Peter wrote concerning certain false teachers, "And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingers not, and their damnation slumbers not." 2 Peter 2:3. Peter does not identify the false teachers, but his charges against them are very serious. The word covetousness means to overreach, to be greedy. The word does not forbid our wanting reasonable amounts of that which is legitimate. For example, if you need new clothing, it is not wrong to want clothing. But it is wrong to want all the clothing in the world. The verb form of the word means to take advantage of or to defraud. Jesus used the word in this familiar passage: "Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consists not of the abundance of the things which he possesses." Luke 12:15. Paul goes so far as to say that covetousness is idolatry. Colossians 3:5. Greed is inappropriate in any Christian's life, but it seems particularly out of place in the life of a man who claims to be a gospel preacher. Paul knew the temptations of being covetous. He assured the Ephesian elders, "I have coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. Yes, you yourselves know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities and to them who were with me." Acts 20:33-34. It seems almost certain that some members in the church at Corinth, and probably elsewhere, accused Paul of preaching for money. But the accusers were not being honest in their accusations. Paul argued that gospel preachers have a right to be supported financially. But he had chosen on occasion not to accept money. He explains his reason: "If others be partakers of this power over you, that is, the authority to receive payment for his work, are not we rather? Nevertheless, we have not used this power or authority, but suffer all things, lest we should hinder the gospel of Christ." 1 Corinthians 9:12. Like every other human being on earth, Paul became hungry. He needed clothing and a place to stay. But never did he use his needs to manipulate his hearers so that he could get more money. The church at Philippi had been very generous in supporting Paul. Philippians 1:5-4:16. But Paul never asked for money to satisfy his own needs and wants. He told the Philippians, "For even in Thessalonica you sent once and again unto my necessity, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account." Philippians 4:16-17. Paul believed God would supply his needs. Philippians 4:19. However, that did not relieve the churches and individual Christians of supporting the great apostle in his work for the Lord. Paul claimed to have robbed other churches, taking wages of them to do service for the church at Corinth. 2 Corinthians 11:8. Paul does not mean he had done something illegal or immoral, but he had permitted other churches to do what the church at Corinth should have done. Churches make a grievous mistake when they fail to pay preachers a living wage. Preachers are out of line when they demand more than churches can pay. My friends, we thank you for listening to our study today.